For the next few minutes, we'll be praying together, so find a quiet place and turn your phone on silent and take a seat and get comfortable. Take a deep breath in. And whatever your mind is racing with right now, pray these words to help. God, settle my mind. And again, Spirit of God, settle my mind. Today we're praying for someone else, and God loves to hear prayers like this. Listen to what he says in 1 Timothy chapter 2. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Again, maybe a little slower. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. God wants all people to be saved. And when you pray for someone to come to Jesus, you're praying in the center of God's will. So let's pray. I invite you to think of one person in your life right now who doesn't know Jesus. Maybe a family member or a coworker. Or friend, and picture their face. Ask God to draw them to Himself, to open their eyes, to soften their heart. Now imagine this scene in your mind. You're standing with this person in front of Jesus, face to face, the three of you. And you get the chance to introduce them to each other. What would you say to Jesus about this person? Describe them to Jesus in your own words. What would you ask Jesus to do in their life? Pray that now. Father, we trust you to save, and we know that you alone can do it. Pursue them, call them, save them. In the loving and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. God hears your prayers. Don't quit.